a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I don't know why I do this and why it feels so good, but I want to know if you do it too.
Is it farting? We all do it.
I yesterday saw people sailing, driving past, boating past on a boat.
Well, it depends what kind of, was it a sail ship?
No. It wasn't a big one. It was like a hey, we're out for the day, which was really, really cute, right?
Was it a dinghy?
No, it wasn't a dinghy. It was like a yacht, but not a yacht. It was a boat.
So jet ski.
Well, no. And you know what? Every time there's a jet ski in the ocean, all my friends and family, well, not my family, but my friends and Jimmy's always like, one of your mates. Excuse me.
What? What? Why?
Because apparently it's a Werribee South wog thing to have a jet ski. All right? Every time a jet ski goes by, your mate. All right?
Okay.
Good.
Right.
Anyway, that's getting off topic.
Okay.
Whenever I see people on a boat,
yesterday, where were you?
I was out and about. I was out and about. I was in Queenscliff, out and about.
Right.
Went for a walk down there.
So beautiful. It was a ferry.
No! It was not a ship. Not a ship, not a yacht, but something that people stand on and have a good time. You can hire them out.
You know,
it was like a family was on it.
What's that? The Notebook in the rain in the middle of the lake. It's like a wood one with the oars, the sticks.
Mate,
what do you want?
It was a floating.
What do you want?
It was a floating device, and people were standing on it having a good time.
How many?
It was a beautiful day. It was like a family, but with some teenagers in that.
That's
right?
A lot of people to get on a little wood boat.
Anyway, so, and there were some young kids too.
Who was rowing? Was
when
the dad?
They went past, the dad that has to row? I will end you.
I just need to know. If I'm going to follow this story, I need to know what the boat looked like.
Okay. Imagine. No, just shut up. Okay. So people went past. And I saw them. We looked at each other. Yeah. I was on the you know, path, and they were in the ocean.
Yeah.
And they looked at me, and they waved, and then I waved.
Yeah.
And it was like why do we feel the need to wave at people when they're going past on a boat? And why does it feel so good when we do it?
We don't.
We do.
Unless you're a six-year-old child.
No, that's not true.
You don't need to wave. You don't need to – don't feel – like you need to wave.
Really? No, but I don't know why, but I get so much joy. Like, hey, you guys are out there and I'm here.
You look like you're having fun and I'm just here with all the plebs.
No, I know, but so you don't wave, child or adult. If I see people out, I'm like, hey, as they go past.
Mm.
What is that? And it feels so good.
Do you know what?
And I'm not a nice person.
I'm suspicious of this whole story because you really didn't clear up what the boat looked like. So I cannot be on board. Quite literally, not be on board. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. You brought us a story before, basically saying put your cheesecakes out.
Yeah, well, put your cheesecakes out in the bin because I'm not a cheesecake guy.
Oh.
But your apple pies.
Yeah. Crumbles. Ice cream.
Sara Lee is famous for a good Bavarian.
The Bavarians, yes.
Love a good Bavarian.
Yeah.
I don't, of course, because, again, it's cheesecake. Mm. But established in 1971 in New South Wales, unfortunately, as of yesterday, Aussie Confectionery Company. Confectionery is an interesting name.
Yeah, it is.
You'd call them a dessert company.
Yeah.
Sara Lee gone into administration. So I played a little bit of this. I started singing bye-bye, Miss America. Now, fair.
And now it's
an Australian company, not an American company.
Yeah, so what
but
are you
we're
to
saying
do?
Goodbye to the pie.
No, but I don't think. So I've been looking for like Australian dessert songs, right? And I found one, but I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. It's John Williamson's called Simpson Dessert. Play it. I haven't played it. Yeah, see, this is a nice vibe.
We're heading for the Simpson Bears at my good old mates and me. Lots of plans and pots and pans and a billy, the billy tea.
I don't think
it's
I think
the double S.
I think you've misread. Simpson Dessert. What could that possibly have been? There's nothing else that could be. There's no desert called the Simpson. Oh, wait. No, there is. No, I see what you've done there. Always appreciate you getting a bit of John Williamson on the show, though. Dodging kangaroos, your pump big jumps
start or winch each other through. Yeah, we're heading to the Simpson Desert.
Heading to the Simpson Desert. Incorrect. Don McLean is still the winner.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello, happy Thursday, everybody. Hello, Lingy.
Hello, Beck. Great to see you.
Nice to see you too, sir.
What theme have you got for us this morning?
Well, you missed out on Tuesday. How dare you?
Oh, the Disney.
So yes. We're doing Disney songs.
Oh, nice.
So
nice,
they
nice,
may
nice.
Have been a repeat from Tuesday, but I don't care because I love Disney songs.
Now, I just showed Lingy a photo of Tom and myself. I was Cinderella, Tom was Tinkerbell, and I said, what is the first... You don't have social media, so
no, I
said,
don't.
What is the first thing you see and notice when you see this photograph? And what did you say?
How could a Tom's quad look like?
That has been...
stunning, Tommy. Come on, guys.
I'm in a blonde wig, and that should be the main event. But no, it's Tom's quads.
The quads the legs. Stole the show.
The legs are there.
There was a fair bit of feedback around. I'm still getting... I've got a message this morning. all right, leg day does pay off. Can I just say, too, I don't like to usually comment on what people are wearing, but Beck, you're looking very summery, mate. Beautiful little sort of summer dress arrangement going on there, the blue and white. Looks,
I just went, you know what? This is a cute dress. Mm. It's from Kmart. And I went, you know what? I'm wearing it.
Good.
Because it's warm weather.
Warm weather, exactly.
Lean into it, mate. All right, you are going to read the lyrics like you do in your day job as if they are news bulletins. Then we will need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong and completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy. Excellent. So just a bit of a tweak this week. I want the song and the movie.
Gotcha. Amazing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because,
cool.
I mean, the artist could be a little bit hard.
Yeah, the artist is too hard.
Loggy's bouncing off the walls right now.
Luther Vandross. Luther Vandross. Okay, here we go. Question number one, lyrical headlines, Disney edition.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Well, Alibaba had his 40 thieves.
Prince Ali.
Oh.
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
It's You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
Yes.
Ah, come on, Tom.
All right.
As I'm a column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Did you stuff that up on purpose?
No,
it was a pretty bad mistake.
I thought it was when he welcomes Prince Ali.
Prince Marvelous Ali,
Marvellous
Ali
Ababwa. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Okay, Jenny sorry.
Flex shows some respect down on one knee.
Pretty poor start by you.
And also, can I just say, you know, Robin Williams as, you know, the genie. Mm. Amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah, huge.
Superstar. All right, that's 1 point to me. I will take that. Thank you. And off we go. Question number two. It's the Disney edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lane.
It's Under the Sea, Little Mermaid.
Oh, yes!
Oh, well played.
Go beyond the play.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Nobody beat
you
us.
Would know that, Sebastian.
Don't egg him on. You do the gag yourself.
I just
it's okay.
Tom Hanks gear.
You're big, you're red, and you're pinchy. All right, that's a point to you, Leggy Log. If you want to get involved at all, feel free.
All right.
Disney edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Whenever I wander, whenever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. Oh. The bees are buzzing in the tree.
Loggy. Oh. Bare necessities.
And?
Oh, the Jungle Book.
Yes.
Bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Fun fact, Loggy's nickname in high school was Baloo.
Really?
Yeah. Can you guess why?
What?
She gives something to do with the snort?
She gives really good hugs.
It was not. It was the chick from The Wedding Singer with the sideburns. Ha. See? Trauma. That's, trauma duck.
To be fair,
there
that's...
I was thinking Disney songs were going to get people together.
Yeah.
Less snappy, though.
Yeah, less snappy.
All right.
Gorilla in the Mist. That was another one. Do you want to go for more?
No.
Let's go for a tiebreaker instead.
Yeah, let's go for a tiebreaker. Oh, okay, we've all got a point. I mean, how fun. You can have a ding too. Here we go. Question number four. This is for the win.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. From the day we arrive on the planet...
Lee. It's a circle of life, Lion King.
Yes.
Validation!
What a song.
Well done, mate. You've Bradbury'd it. You've come from behind and yes. taken the win.
Big Baloo, what a win.
That deserves a winner sound effect. That's Lyrical Headlines. Great round. Thank you, Beck. Got everyone Thank involved, you. Which is very, very rare. So that's all. We'll enjoy that one. And we'll be back next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're talking vibes here. Hotel room vibes. I've been travelling a little bit around regional Victoria over the last couple of weeks. Just one example of a hotel room for me was the... Walking in, the windows between the sleeping area and the bathroom, mirrors strategically placed around the room, just had a little bit of a vibe to it then.
Extra large shower.
Yeah, jacuzzi in the corner.
Big and bowl on the coffee table. Did the carpet match the drapes?
There was a bit going on. There was a vibe to it where I just thought, ooh, hang on, what's happened in this room before? Yeah. We're asking that question. Have you got a vibe out of a hotel room? Because I certainly did. Lauren's on the line, and not the Lauren that we work with here, Loggy, because you never had a vibe at all about any sort of hotel room. But Lauren, tell us, have you ever walked into a hotel room and had a certain vibe or a feel?
Well... I'm actually studying feng shui at the moment. So generally just get a vibe into any space that I walk into. But, you know, mirrors in the bedroom are a bit of a feng shui no-no. They can affect your sleep. But, you know, when you walk into a space and you get a certain feel and it's like a You just have to trust your gut, I think.
All right, Lauren.
The reason the boys are laughing, Lauren, just so you're aware, they're not laughing at what you say. They're just, I know exactly where they're laughing. Well, they've put mirrors in there because no sleep's going to happen in this room. Is that why
this is affecting your sleep?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Something's come out of the whole American pie,
Sarah
pie.
Sarah
Lee thing.
Yeah. Really quickly. This is why... I just admitted to, like, a mid-20s, Cameron Ling,
Single.
But this is probably when I was meeting Dodsy.
Is this Cameron Ling era who would buy, what is it, like a 12-pack or a 15-pack of Yogos and sit there and eat the whole thing?
Yes. Yeah.
That's that era. Yep. Okay.
Did Cameron Ling have previous experience at this time, or was this, like, fresh out the box Cameron Ling?
Stop it. This is early 20s, probably more so.
So fresh out the box.
High five, Richard.
Yes.
That felt good. We're back.
Inviting someone around for dinner. Like, I'll cook.
Charming. And charming.
The reason I brought it up was because of the Sarah Lee thing. I was like, I thought I was so cool because... I'd get like the frozen apple pies.
Good dessert.
Pop them in the oven and a bit of fresh vanilla ice cream.
Was that when someone was coming over or you were just having a solo night?
American pie. Bye. Bye.
Stop singing. Bye.
It's the same era.
So nice.
And we got talking about what our go-to, like, impress the... the date coming around to our house. What did you go to? So mine was the chicken stir fry and the frozen apple pie and ice cream. I want to emphasize, this is early 20s.
Yeah.
So you're making a stir fry. Are you putting a sauce on? You got a chicken tonight sort
like
of arrangement?
Yeah, like a honey soy sort of sauce. Okay.
Nice. So that was your go-to when you got a date over.
Yeah.
Mine was honey mustard chicken.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. It's easy and I could always really cook it well.
Bit of rice?
With rice.
Is that what was always cooked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much. I went through a lot of honey mustard this weekend.
I would do a salad. I was like, I had a particular salad that
salad.
I would
salad.
Like a chicken salad. Because girls, honestly, girls love salad, to be honest. So I knew I was safe.
Oh, do you know what? That's actually probably pretty smart because you want something like light you can kind of run around with that's afterwards, right. Like nothing that'll kind of leave you feeling too heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, okay. Did you do dessert?
What did I do for dessert? We never got to dessert. The honey mustard chicken was so good, you know. It would just end up like a nice dessert wine, you could say.
So honey mustard chicken and then straight upstairs?
No, a dessert wine. You know.
Oh, you would have the.
But hang on, so that's what you did. What about if you were going to a gentleman's house with, and they? What would they?
You would have had some great first meals.
No, I only had. I remember one guy made me like a roast.
What?
A lamb roast.
Oh no, he's oversold it.
That's a lot of effort.
But I left without dessert. Oh, we didn't enjoy dessert.
He's cooked a lamb roast. He spent the whole day preparing
a lamb roast and
for naught.
No dessert.
for some great conversation and see you next time.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh my goodness.
Good.
Oh, yep.
You gotta put in pretty much more effort than that.
Than 5 hours prep.
5 hour cook.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.